You know, it's really not that complicated. If it sounds like the world, if when you're hearing it, if it sounds like the world, if it smells like the world, if it hangs out with the world, if it has the same patterns as the world, it's the world. Birds of a feather flock together. As soon as they open their mouth, it's obvious. As soon as they open their mouth, it's so obvious. I've had contractors come in to do fire inspection and stuff, and you have to, or I have to open to spend pretty much a whole day with them. And so you have a brother in Christ that comes in, and he's talking, you know, it's good to talk to you about the Bible, the truth, and all. It was enjoyable talking to you. Then you have the contractors come in the next year, and they're of the world, and they talk like the world. And you spend 8 hours standing there talking to them, and they everything out of their mouth is the world. Yeah, we're going drinking. What are y'all doing tonight? We're going drinking. We're going down here to the bar and blah, blah, blah. Is there a good place to go? We're going to party. But the saved man's going back home or working a second job, going back home to the house to his wife, and he ain't mentioned about nothing about no drinking and partying. All he's thinking about is Bible, truth, going to church, Bible, just staying busy in some kind of activity that's not of the world. Same with the women. You work around a saved person, you know it. You work around an unsaved person, you know it. It's not rocket scientist. There's two different spirits. There's two different focuses. There's two different demeanors. There's too many different activities. When the Bible says that Eve ate the apple, the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. And then the Apostle Paul in the New Testament says the same thing today. The world, the flesh, and the pride of life. Same thing. Same thing in the church age is the same thing in Genesis 3. Now what does that tell you? It's easy to catch them. The fakers, the liars, the deceivers, the snake. It's easy to catch the snake. The snake still uses the same apple. The world, the flesh, the pride of life. That's the apple. It don't have to be a physical apple. The Bible tells you. You can gain the whole world. You can live it up in the flesh. You can be prideful. Look at me. Look how smart I am. Look how tall I am. Look how big I am. Pride of life. Crazy world. To be honest with you, it is one crazy, crazy place. And people really think they can fool somebody. You know, some of the best actors are not in Hollywood. They're living life. They're living in the real world every day. They're play acting every day. And so I don't know why they don't go to Hollywood and become a master at acting, because they're some of the best actors out here that play act every day. Kind of blows your mind. It's off the roof, to be honest with you. It is off the roof. But eventually that mask always cracks. I used to sell books, and there was a book that sold a lot, and it was this, it was a book about psychopaths or something. And it had a mask where it would crack, you know. And the cracks always break, it always shows through, you know. The genuine is genuine. The fake is not genuine. So when the genuine's dealing with the fake reveals itself over cycles of time. It's impossible to hide. It's impossible to hide. It always reveals itself. I met a lot of people in life. I met a lot of people in life. They said, I'm born again. Well, they never say that. They say, I'm saved. They never say born again. If a person can't say, I am born again, to me, that's suspect. That's suspect. Because born again means you had a second birth. You've been born from above. And if a person can't say, I have a second birth, I've been born again, when did it happen? And they can't say when it happened, to me, it's suspect. All you have to do is Google unshackled.org, unshackled.org, and listen to those testimonies of people who got born again. They got gloriously saved. Gloriously saved. Their life changed, their outlook, their talk, their words, their habits changed. They quit drinking. They quit cursing. They quit smoking. They quit running the streets. They quit whatever it is that they needed to quit from the world. They quit it. And it didn't take long. It happened instantly. It was an instant change. Sorry. Just Google it. Go listen to unshackled.org. I'm not making this stuff up. There's testimonies on Unshackled of people who got born again, gloriously saved, and they quit doing all their vices and devices. And you're like, that's normal. That's what's expected. But then you rub shoulders with people. I'm saved. Well, why you keep doing what you're doing? I don't understand it. It just don't add up. It don't add up. And we're not talking about better than thou, you know. We're not talking about somebody who's a righteous. We're just talking about you do what's healthy. If you get born again, you want to do what's healthy. You want to do what's right. It's just built into you. It's not about being holier than thou. It's just built into you. You want to do what's right. You're trying to do what's right. If you still are greedy, something wrong. If you're still trying to con people out of their property, something wrong with you. If you're still trying to get over on people, something wrong to you. If you're still lying to people, something wrong. Something wrong with you. If you're still insecure because you don't have your security in Christ, something wrong with you. If you're still a people pleaser instead of God pleaser, something wrong with you. If you're trying to bend other people's will to your will instead of telling them to do God's will, something wrong with you. You think you're a goddess or a god. If you're trying to bend other people's will to your will instead of telling them to do what God wills, something wrong with you. You're still in the Genesis 3 Decepticon. You're lost. You're hell-bound. Your sin stinks to the high heaven. You never really got saved. When did you fall down on your knees, say, Lord, I deserve hell. Come into my heart and save me. When did that happen? When did you see your sin? When did you see how ugly you are? When did you get rid of pride? When did you finally say, hey, I need to submit? I need to submit to authority, whether it's a boss, a parent, a husband, or God. You still want to be your own God? God gives you authority to keep you safe, but you don't want to submit to nobody? But you want to be your own God, your own goddess, your own queen bee, elevated, elevated up. The self elevated up. It's really sick. The same game is being played in Genesis 3. And Eve is still trying to pull Adam down into the dark side. It's absolute fact, people. Genesis 3 is happening right now. And Eve is caught up with the world, the flesh, prior life. That's why she wears makeup. That's why she buys stuff. That's why she cares about the world. The world, the flesh, prior life. It's all about outward show, looks, painted face. And trying to pull men down into the world, Babylon, with her. It's still happening today. You're in Genesis 3. Now, born-again woman, she has shame. A born-again woman, the Bible says, she's going to be shamefaced. She's going to be humble. She's going to submit. She's going to trust God. But the prideful woman, she's going to go out there and try to be a man. Try to make it on her own. Be her own goddess. Katy Perry. I've worked with unsaved and I've worked with saved women. Saved women and unsaved women. And the unsaved women are different. They're very humble. They're not prideful. It's not all about me. It's just a servant mindset. Just like the saved men, they have a servant mindset. I've worked around saved men and unsaved men. The unsaved men are just humble servants. Servant leaders. The unsaved men are partying, drinking, chasing skirts, lying and greedy and trying to steal, kill, and destroy. They're wild beasts. They have no conviction of sin. The saved women, they might turn the tears on, but it is not real. It's fake. They can turn the tears on at will to manipulate. It's the Jezebel spirit. The unsaved women have the Jezebel spirit. The unsaved men are brute beasts. The saved men are servant leaders. The saved women are very meek and quiet and have a shamefacedness about them. They're not of the world. They're not trying to be in the world. They hate the world. They want to get out of the world. The religious but lost, they go to other books. They go to the book of Enoch. They go to the book of whatever instead of the Bible. The saved men, the saved women go to the Bible and stick with the Bible as their litmus test. The Bible is their source. They love their Bible. They memorize it. They can vote. They can quote verses. It's really sick what I'm doing, what I'm looking at. The comparison is so obvious to me. I don't know why anybody's not talking about it. We're not talking about self-righteousness. We're talking about a transformation. A new creature. Not from here anymore. Seated in the heavenlies in Christ. Those who are still down here, their affections are below. Those who are seated in the heavenlies in Christ, their affections are above. There's two different mindsets. They live in two different worlds. If you really think you're saved, why are you a liar? Why are you lying? Why are you telling a bunch of lies? Why are you greedy? Why you got so much pride? Why do you want to be the center of attention? If you're saved, why do you want to be the center of attention? What's up with that, people? Why ain't Jesus the center of your attention instead of yourself? Ridiculous. You really think you can fool a saved person? You really think a saved person is going to believe your lies if you're unsaved? Because you're living in delusion. You can't help but lie. You can't help but contradict yourself because you're in lies. Everything about you is a lie. Because you're in the devil's world. And the devil was a liar and a murderer from the beginning. So you have to try to kill somebody eventually because you're going to be mad because God is favoring Abel instead of Cain. The Go Green crowd is the Cain crowd. And the Go Green crowd, they all think alike. The Go Red crowd, they all think alike. It's impossible to hide it.